foundations of amateur radio. For quite some time, I've operated a whisper or weak signal propagation reporter beacon on the 10-meter band. If you're not familiar with it, I've dialed the power right down to 10 dBm or 10 milliwatts. You'd think that this would be a fool's errand, but it was heard 13,945 kilometres away. Of late, the reports have been far and few between, despite the 10-metre band being quite active. Encouraged by a friend playing on 15 metres, I made the decision to change bands. At the moment, this is not a trivial process, though at some point in the not-too-distant future, hopefully before I need a Zimmer frame, I intend to erect a multi-band Hustler 6BTV antenna that has been in storage for several years. Before that occurs, since it involves all kinds of shenanigans, I went for a simpler option. Replace the 40-metre helical whip antenna with a 15-metre helical whip, something I can do without climbing on the roof. In case you're wondering, using an SG-237 antenna coupler, the 40-metre antenna tunes fine on 10 metres, but not so much on 15 metres. After pulling the replacement antenna from its hidey hole, I discovered that it was missing a tip. I don't recall if it ever had one. It came from the estate of a fellow amateur, Walter, Victor Kilo 6, Bravo Charlie Papa, now Silent Key. I took it on faith that it worked on the band that it was labelled with, and went looking for a way to close off the tip. In the end, I used heat shrink with a glue lining and sealed it off, folded over the tip, and used more heat shrink to keep it folded over. We'll see how well that works. I then unscrewed the 40-meter antenna from its mount and was frustrated that it would only come with the spring attached. Using a crescent and pipe wrench, I was able to unscrew the spring but discovered that the threaded stud that connects the two didn't stay in the antenna. Instead, it stayed in the spring, which meant that I couldn't attach my 15-meter antenna without breaking something. I remembered that I had another spring lying around, so I dug that out of storage. I really need to set up a Part DB to keep track of where everything is, and attached the 15-metre antenna to the spring and screwed it back into the antenna mount, and I'm back in business. In putting away the 40-metre antenna, I lifted it up after removing the spring and promptly got wet. Litres of brown water came pouring out of the antenna. It turns out that the adjustable tip isn't sealed and sitting on my roof for several years managed to fill it full of water. That's through a tiny opening at the tip, in a country known for hot and dry. It's expected to be 40 degrees Celsius here today. It made me wonder if that water was why the beacon wasn't heard recently. The next step involved changing the beacon frequency. The hardware is a Zaktec 80-10 desktop transmitter, built by Harry, Sierra Mike 7, Papa November Victor. The software to change settings runs on Windows, and since my system crash in June last year, I've not had any Windows machines lying around. I went to the Zaktec website and discovered in the download section that there is a link to a webpage configuration tool written by Phil Victor Kilo 7 Juliet Juliet of Whisper.rocks fame that allows you to open a website, plug in your beacon, and configure it from any Chrome web browser. I was both astonished and delighted that this exists. I changed the beacon band from 10 metres to 15 metres and powered it up. One final step. As I said, for the last little while my beacon has only sporadically been heard, so I set up a local monitoring system. It consists of a little computer connected to an RTL SDR version 3 dongle and the included telescopic dipole. Using a Docker container written by Guinea Victor Alpha 3 Golf Kilo Alpha, I monitor my own beacon. After updating the band from 10 metres to 15 metres, reports started flowing in. As an aside, the last time I did this, I built a custom Raspberry Pi image and had to change several things to start monitoring after a reboot. This time I used an inbuilt Docker mechanism, restart unless stopped, to launch the container. This means that I don't need to alter the system and I can add and remove containers as I need to. This is important because it's likely how some of the Bold Yak project will also gain functionality. I'm feeling rather chuffed that on my first day back as a human, after recovering from my first bout of COVID, I managed to move my beacon to 15 metres, get it on air, configured and transmitting with confirmation in the log. The only thing missing now is your signal report. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.